is the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere!
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. From Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Well, it's Sunday again, and it's time now for another edition of the International Happy Station Show, welcoming listeners in the Gilbert Islands and the Marshall Islands in the South Pacific, who, actually, I found out not too long ago, there's a couple of radio stations that are relaying the transmission of this program at 7 hours UTC from PCJ Radio. So, hello and good evening to you. And also, good morning, because there's, I know, a couple of listeners in Europe who are listening right now who get up very early on Sundays to listen to the program there, and a couple of Nighthawks on the East Coast of North America. Are you having problems sleeping? Yes, well, hopefully we won't put you to sleep. Anyway, it's really nice to have you with us for the next little while for this live edition of the program. You can get in touch with us, which is a good way to find out what you're up to. There's a few ways to do so. First, of course, is by email. And our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Let us know if you're listening to us via the stream or via one of our FM or AM or even shortwave frequencies. The other way, of course, is by Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media or add my SME. That's me, myself. That's right, little old me. Just do a search for Keith Perron. That's K-E-I-T-H. P-E-R-R-O-N, and add me as one of your friends. Now, you heard that we began today's show with the Happy Station song, a song that Tom recorded many, many moons ago, that was sent out as a single to listeners, and somebody was asking, who wrote that song? No, it wasn't Tom. The writer of the lyrics was a listener of Happy Station from many, many, many moons ago by the name of Mayo Higgins in Ireland. And she sent these lyrics along to Tom, and the music was by Harry de Groot, who then orchestrated and arranged it. So I'm wondering actually if May is still alive. It would be interesting to find out if she still is. And maybe even, have her on the show at some point. All right, you can get in touch with us. You know how to do it. We're going to begin with a little piece of music, and then we have a few things, actually, that we're going to get to today. First up, actually, we have a few people that are standing by to come on the program, and I'll tell you about them in just a little bit. But first, actually, we have a listener right now tuning in Singapore. He listens to us at 11 a.m. local Singapore time on Gold FM at 90.5 FM, and he occasionally tunes into the program on Sunday. And as you probably are gathering right now, it is different, Rupert. And you asked if we can play a song for you. He said, I would like to hear something by Billie Holiday. So we have some Billie Holiday for you, going out to Rupert in Singapore, Stars Fell on Alabama, here on the International Happy Station.
We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Like
and stars fell on Alabama last night.
The incredible Billie Holiday with Stars Fell in Alabama, going out to Rupert, who's listening to us in Singapore. And he sent in his request, actually, through our Facebook page. You're listening to the International Happy Station. I want to come just for a few moments to tell you about a few things that are happening. Next week, we're going to be presenting our next installment of Media Network Plus. The first transmission of Media Network Plus will be at midnight on 9,955 kilohertz, which will be directed to North America, the Caribbean, and Latin America. The program will have some repeats for that area. And next week on the show, we're going to be, Paulette McCrory and myself, we're going to be looking at two new fascinating books. The first book is called Death of a Pirate by Adrian Johns, about British radio and the making of the information age and pirate radio. And then we're going to be joined also in the program by an author who just wrote a book about Mildred Gillers. And some of you may not know that name. Mildred Gillers was also known as Axis Sally during the World War II. She was a well-known broadcaster from Germany, from the Rundfunk in Germany during World War II. And that's going to be on next week's edition of Media Network Plus, November 27th, with the first transmission going out at midnight UTC on 9,955 kilohertz. Well, we also have some new programs coming to PCJ, and one of them is a woman who has now been standing by on Skype for a little while now. Are you there? Can you hear me? Joining us now is Kelly Alexander. Now, some of you, or many of you, are probably going, okay, who's she? Who's she? Like a singer, a famous model, an author, or a world-renowned scientist? Well, she could be all those things, but she actually isn't. She's the host of The Kelly Alexander Show, a show that will soon be airing beginning December the 4th, right here on PCJ and a few of our partner stations. And joining us now via Skype is Kelly Alexander, all the way in Montreal. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Keith. Thank you for having me on the show.
I wanted to begin by asking you, before we get to the show, you've been in radio for some time, right?
Yeah, actually, probably since before I was born. I've always loved radio, and I specifically went to school for it, actually. Went to Dawson College here in Montreal, and was a part of the radio station. And then that was sort of my first experience really behind the microphone. And from the moment I was behind that microphone, I was in love with it. So then I continued on, went to school in Toronto, and again got involved in anything radio I could, and then did the sort of route that everyone else seems to do, which is become an intern, a minion as I call it, and worked my way up that way at our a very nice station here in Montreal, a heritage station, CJD 800, and then continued to sort of work there. Worked in Toronto. Now I'm happily back home in Montreal, where I actually work for Astral Media Radio as an on-air host, and also have my online show.
So what kind of stuff do you do? Do you mainly do like music programming, or do you do culture or news or whatever?
For the Astral station that I work for, I actually work for three of them. I do traffic reporting for three of them, and then for one of them, I'm actually an on-air announcer, and that's the FM station Virgin Radio 96, which is a fantastic station to work for. I enjoy myself very much, and we do a lot of pop culture stuff and interview celebrities and stuff like that, and that's sort of my passion. So I do that as my day job, and then I have the online show here, which is a bit different.
Now, speaking of the online show, I found out about your show from Peter Holder, who does The Stuff File. And he contacted me and he said, if you have any space open up, you should contact Kelly. She has a fun show to listen to, which is actually how I came across you. What was the idea? I mean, you're already working for Astral Media. Why do an online show?
Well, the thing with working in or on a traditional radio station, as you know, Keith, is that there's lots of time constraints. We have to have a lot of commercial spots to sort of pay the bills, as it were. And so a lot of our interviews that we do, can't be very long because we're always sort of pressed for time, and it's sort of go, go, go. So my problem is I like to talk. So I decided that I wanted to do a show where, you know, I didn't have to worry about any of those traditional time constraints. And I could sort of be as creative as I wanted to be, you know, because again, sometimes on radio, just because of time constraints, you can't do some of the super fun things that you want to try because you just don't have the time for it. So I decided I would sort of see what it would be like online to do these sort of prolonged interviews with, because I'm a huge fan of pop culture and just even I'm very interested in health and lifestyle and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I've learned a great deal by doing my show, by interviewing, you know, I interviewed a travel doctor a few months ago, you know, when it was sort of vacation time here in Montreal. And I wanted to put out, you know, what sort of, you know, shots you would need, vaccines if you were traveling to other countries. And so I learned a lot about stuff that I would have never known about. I also have a fascination with serial killers for some reason. And And so I've interviewed an expert on serial killers, especially because, as you know, Keith, we've had a very serious case here in Montreal, or rather in Canada, with Corporal Russell Williams, who thankfully is no longer a commander in our military after he was sort of deemed, you know, he was found guilty of murdering two women and so on and so forth. So I sort of take what's going on in the news, try to find an expert on it or someone that can speak on the subject and do that. And then, as well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a huge pop culture fan and you know, I love the show over here in Canada and the U.S., So You Think You Can Dance. And so I was able to interview Mia Michaels, who's an amazing choreographer. So I got to sort of satisfy a little, I guess, fan sort of situation that I had towards her. I've interviewed some soap opera celebrities and some music stars, even world-renowned astronaut Julie Payette. So I guess get to do all these fun things and learn as I'm going along. So it's just fantastic. And I hope my audience seems to enjoy the interviews and presentations that I bring to them.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned about doing long interviews. I remember something that happened, probably 17 years ago or even more than that. I was in this one of these, I don't know if they still do them, but a program evaluation where you sit down with somebody. And this guy was saying to me, the interview is too long. And I was like, too long? Wait a second, it was 5 minutes. I said, yeah, it was 5 minutes. He said, it's too long. Cut it down. And so I said, okay, I'll cut it down. It was 4 minutes. Then it was 3 minutes. It was like a minute and a half. And I listened to it and I went, I don't even know why I'm running this. You know, I really do think that, you know, people do have the patience, you know, to listen to a long interview, especially when it's interesting.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, and, you know, I've done a couple of interviews where, for example, with regards to that serial killer situation, I interviewed an expert. I've interviewed a few of them, and one of them, I did the interview and I decided not to run it, because he was so sort of pompous and full of himself and very sort of sarcastic towards me that I was like, you know what, I don't find this entertaining at all. And I find it was more of like he was talking down to me. And I was like, if he's talking down to me, he's also talking down to my audience. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to run that. So I'm very careful about what I do. And especially if I don't think that I've done a good job with the interview or something, you know, I will either do it again or, you know, I do a lot of show prep. I know a lot of people just think, Keith, that you and I and other people like us just get up there and talk and ask questions off the top of our heads. But I do a lot of behind the scenes research before I even talk to any of my guests, because I want them to know that I appreciate their time. I appreciate their expertise. And I also want to make sure I'm asking the best questions possible so that my audience learns something from it.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, the audience is not stupid. They know if you're interviewing somebody, if you haven't done your research.
Correct.
You know, I've seen interviews sometimes on television where the guest is brought in, they're propped out on a chair, and there's a funny clip of this floating around on YouTube from the BBC where this guest came in. The presenter had no idea of the guest's name or what the subject was. They were being fed questions in their, you know, in their earpiece. It was rather amusing to watch.
It's so, and I think you and I probably, you know, it's frustrating when you see, because even, you know, if you watch television, and like you said, you can spot a host that has no idea what they're talking about a mile away. And you know, this is my name that's going out there, and so I want to do the best job that I can. And again, I find if you show your guest that you appreciate them and you appreciate what they're bringing to the table, then they will be more forthcoming. And you and I probably both know this, because you know, a lot of times when we're on traditional radio, we have to ask the same sort of questions because, again, of that time factor. And when I get to speak to a celebrity, you know, apart from that, and I ask them, you know, certain, even like what's their favorite, you know, flavor of ice cream. A lot of times they won't get that question, and they just feel like you want to know about them. And I love doing that, and I love making them more personable to the audience. And again, like I love learning, and this is like the best way of me getting to go to university without having to hand in a term paper.
You know, it's very true what you just said. I've noticed that, especially when you interview, let's say, somebody that is in the limelight or has been in the limelight for a long time, usually they get asked the same questions over and over and over. But if you begin the interview with a very unusual question, usually they either they'll laugh, which is a good thing, you know,
yeah.
And then they really open up. Then they really open up. I remember one, I don't remember who it was. I think it was American singer Steve Lawrence, and I'd seen every interview that he'd done for the past 40 years, as many as I could, and they were all the same questions, and I just began by asking him the question, you know, you're over 70 years old, how do you keep your voice in such good condition? Okay. Nobody had ever asked him that question.
Wow.
You know.
And it's funny, actually, Keith, that you brought that up, because one of my personal goals when I'm doing an interview is I try to get it to happen every single time. It doesn't always work out for me, but one of my personal goals is to have my interview subject, whether it's a celebrity or an expert, tell me, wow, Kelly, no one's ever asked me that before. Or Kelly, that's a great question.
Right.
So I always want to hear that. And actually, it's funny, just before you and I were speaking today, I was doing an interview with an expert on the British monarchy because of the, you know, the recent engagement with Prince William and Kate Middleton. And, you know, he's an expert. He's written, I think, at least 6 or 7 books on the British monarchy. And at the end of the interview, I was thanking him, you know, for spending time with me in the show. And he said to me, he's like, Kelly, I would love to come back on. He's like, you ask me great questions. And that was just like the biggest feather in my cap.
Are you looking forward to that wedding? I am.
Yeah, I totally. And it's funny because, you know, I hate when people poo-poo the British monarchy. And, you know, being over here in Canada, I know a lot of people, you know, here think, you know, that they're not, it's not worthwhile for us to be affiliated with them anymore. And I find it very frustrating. Like, I think we should embrace our heritage. And, you know, it's not that they have control over us. It's just like a, you know, a link to our homeland and where things sort of started for Canadians, you know, to a degree. So I just think they're fantastic. I love Queen Elizabeth. I love the Queen Mother. And Prince William and Prince Harry, I think, have grown up to be amazing young men. And I think Princess Diana did a great job with them.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to see what the Queen's hat will be.
There's going to be some sort of bird or a feather.
Bird, you know? Or a feather.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly, one final question. If somebody was to stop you in the street and say, Kelly, I just heard you're doing an online show. What is the show about and what can I expect?
Well, you can expect, I try to keep, you know, people on our toes a little bit here, but always there's usually 2 or 3 interviews a show, and they run the gamut. Like I said, I might have something on serial killers and then, you know, have an expert on how to create fun, birthday parties for your kids. So it's all over the place. Plus I try to, you know, I try to have celebrities on, you know, a few times a month if I can get them. As you know, Keith, sometimes they're hard to nab, but I like people to sort of, you know, find out a little bit more about your favorite celebrity. So, for example, I just interviewed Eileen Davidson, who is a very well-known soap actress here in the States and Canada. And, you know, she was fun to talk to, especially because she has a new career as an author. So that was fun to sort of check out. So I sort of do all that sort of stuff. And then I also offer up some personal commentary because I think, again, as you and I know, Keith, we have a lot to say. And if certain things are bothering me or have made me happy, I call them Kelly rants. And so I usually have that on the show as well, at least at some point. And like I said, it's not always that I'm being negative because I don't like to be a negative person. But sometimes, you know, I had strong opinions about the Tiger Woods fiasco. I had strong.
Oh, well, that was just silly. That whole thing was silly.
Oh, so silly. But I was super disappointed in him. And I've never been a fan of Tiger Woods, to be honest with you. And when he pulled that, I was just so upset for his wife, Elin. So, you know, I had commentary on that. I also had commentary. I love Sandra Bullock. I was devastated for her that she had to go through that crazy with Jesse James. So I did some commentary on that. And sometimes, you know, serious things as well. Like I mentioned earlier with the Russell Williams case here in Canada, I was so devastated for the 2 women that lost their lives. So I made mention of them in one of my rants. So a lot of stuff like that. I also play, we always have this one feature on the show that usually happens every single week, and I call it my remix track. And I take either a song that's sort of popular now or a song that, you know, for example, Madonna's Vogue, and I try to find different remixes of that track that has happened over the years, and I'll play it just to sort of make people dance and have a bit of fun. So stuff like that. And sometimes, actually, I bring my mother on the show. She's known as Mummy Alexander. And she's fun just in and of herself. I don't even need to have an intro. I just say it's Mummy Alexander and everyone loves her. So she's cool.
Somebody once sent me an email asking what I was smoking when doing the show, because somebody wrote in saying, can you play Michael Jackson's Thriller, but can you play maybe a different version of it, right?
Right, yes.
And guess what I found? I was so surprised. I found, and I'm not kidding, a barrel organ version of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That's great. I should find that remix, Chris, Keith, and play it on my show.
So I'm like, of course you have to play it.
That's hysterical. It's funny the different versions that are out there. And I just, I like to put, like, I sort of play the remix track almost right before the end of the show. And I just find it's a good way to end the show and make people smile and hopefully dance a little bit in their seats. And the funny thing is, Keith, the show focuses a lot on targeting lifestyle and entertainment and health and all that sort of stuff. But I actually have a 50-year-old man who lives here in Montreal, and he downloads the show, every week and plays it in his car. And so I feel very blessed that I have such ardent listeners that want to hear what's going on. And I just picture him every week when I decide what track I'm going to play, which remix track. And I just picture this 50-year-old man dancing in his car. That's a good barometer for me.
Kelly Alexander, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Kelly Alexander's show will begin December 4th here on PCJ, as well as a couple of our partner stations. If somebody wants to find out more about the program right now, Kelly, where can they go?
www.kellyalexandershow.com.
It's that easy. It's that easy. Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
Keith, thank you so much.
Und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, dass sie am Himmel sich niemals trafen, denn wenn aufsteht, dann geht sie schlafen. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen. Von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie. Da sind wir beide besser dran, viel besser dran, weil ich dann und so oft ich will am Tage küssen kann. Hier unten ist das Leben schön für dich und mich. Dein Mund sagt mir so oft ich will, mein Schatz, ich liebe dich. Doch Lady, Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon würden gern was dagegen tun, dass sie so einsam dort oben wandern, dass sie nur träumen, verliebt vom anderen. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie, nie.
Connie Forbes from Germany with Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon, or Lady Sunshine and Mr. Moon. Only the and in und is different in that title. That's the only, I think, part of the song they really translated, except for the rest of the lyric. Anyway, the Kelly Alexander Show, once again, will begin December 4th here on PCJ. You may remember, not too long ago, my special guest on the program was Larry London, host of The Voice of America's Border Crossings. And it was funny to find out if you missed that show, but I actually hosted a show that Larry created way back in the 1990s. It was a show called Joy FM, which ended in 2007. And I hosted it a couple of editions in 2003 and 2004. And we found out that we actually have some mutual friends. Now, why do I bring up Larry London and the Voice of America? I can't get it off my tongue today. I must be preoccupied with something. And that's all I will say. Whatever that means. Coming up very soon on an edition of the International Happy Station, my special guest will be Russ Davis. And that name may be familiar with a number of our listeners in Indonesia and the Indian subcontinent. He's the host of Jazz America on the VOA. And he's going to be joining us very soon on the Happy Station show, as well as a fascinating guest that we will be bringing you very soon. And that is a guest where we'll be talking about animal behavior. At the same time, the show actually that is up at our website right now, if you go to www.pcjmedia.com, is part two of our Listener's Choice programs, where a few months ago we asked listeners which Happy Station show interview you would like to hear again. And this week our partner stations got the one with Helen Shapiro. We'll be using it here on PCJ next week. And then following that, it will be Vasily Strelnikov, formerly host of The City's Weekend on the World Service of Radio Moscow. And then after him, Frank Ifield, and then finally, Dodi Cowan. And that's for the Happy Station Show Listener's Choice interviews that you, the listener, said that you would like to hear again. All right, actually, you're listening to the International Happy Station Show. It's 8:32 UTC. And in a few minutes, we'll be going to a few of our listeners. Actually, one of them is standing by right now. We'll have a little piece of music, and then we'll be heading to the land down under. Yes, the land down under with kangaroos and old boomers and didgeridoos and Vegemite. Actually, I happen to like Vegemite. Yes, I know. It sounds very strange. I recently found out from a friend in the United Kingdom that in the UK, they call Vegemite something else, but I can't remember what it is. So yes, we'll be having a Vegemite sandwich very soon, doing a bit of a kangaroo and a tick-a-tucker bag. Oh, that's a gobbledygook, isn't it? Well, anyway, we'll have a little bit more music, and then when we come back, we're going to be going, like I said, to Australia. But first, Westlife, World of Our Own. Coming up, Luke Biddle in just one moment.
You make me feel funny when you come around. Yeah, that's what I found out, honey. What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy when I leave you behind. It plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had. As if I find someone who's just like you. What am I do without you? What am I do without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. But fooling around is over, and I swear it's true. No buts or maybes. When I'm falling down, there's always someone who saves me. What am I doing without you? Well, it's feeling right now.
Westlife, World of Our Own, here on the International Happy Station Show. Broadcasting to listeners on FM and medium wave in Micronesia, in the Marshall Islands and Gilbert Islands. So let us know how you're picking us up today. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention, and I just did something incredibly silly. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, making a note to myself to remember, you know, that I had to mention this. And what did I do? Well, just prior to doing today's program, I was cleaning up the general area where I am right now, and I threw it in the wastebasket, which was then picked up by the cleaning lady, which is now seven floors down. So, whatever it was, I don't remember what it is, but I'll probably remember later on. And by the way, there's going to be a second edition of the International Happy Station Show live today at 17 hours UTC. My special guest on that program will be Dan Hensley. He's the creator and webmaster of a site called Shortwave USA. He's going to be joining us to talk about some interesting things that have been happening in the world of international broadcasting, namely the disappearance of Radio Sweden recently, the projected cuts at the BBC World Service, along with a lot of other things. And that is coming up today at 17 hours UTC. Right here from PCJ, and if you are in the UK, you can listen to it on FM in the South Hertz area, as well as in Montreal on a station that's carrying it on FM. So that's coming up today at 17 hours UTC. Well, actually, just south of us, I know that sounds like just like a, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away. It isn't, actually, but there's a big, big landmass. It is absolutely huge. Now, here in Taiwan, there's approximately, not all of Taiwan, but let's take one part of Taiwan, the area where we do the show from, Banqiao. Believe it or not, okay, in Banqiao, there is approximately, and I'm not kidding, 50,000 people for every square kilometers. 50,000. Yes, 50,000 people for every square kilometer. That's how crowded it is. You just can't imagine. I mean, but mind you, everything is very small. Apartments are very small and everything. So it's like you pack everybody in. Sort of like you take an old Volkswagen Bug and you can see how many clowns you can fit into it. Well, just south of Taiwan, way down near the bottom of the earth, is a country called Australia, where there are probably more kangaroos than people and koala bears. And there's probably something like two people for every, you know, square kilometer. Anyway, joining us right now is one of them, or one of those people. By the way, his name is Luke Biddle. He lives and on the southern part of Australia, I believe. Hello, Luke.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Where in Australia do you live?
Yeah, I live on the Gold Coast. It's a city of about 500,000 people, about an hour drive south of Brisbane in Queensland.
Right. Oh, that sounds very nice. I know a lot of Australians that are from other parts of the country like to go and live there because they said that the weather is beautiful, the beaches are beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of beaches and nice weather, and it's a real tourist region. A lot of people do move here from the southern states and also from New Zealand because, I guess the weather's so much better here, and then there's been a bit of a population explosion in recent years, actually.
You know, something that I was amazed to find out from Australian friends is to find out how many people live in a square kilometre. And when I tell them, for example, in Banqiao in Taipei, there's literally 50,000 people per square kilometre, which is almost just like Hong Kong, they just go, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty sparse. But then most of the landmass of Australia isn't really habitable.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to all stick around the coastline.
Are you originally from that area?
I grew up the first 10 years of my life I was living in this area, and then we moved about 100 kilometres south of here, and we stayed there for quite some time, and I think it was about 7 years ago we moved back up this way. I suppose, you know, just a bit of a change.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple of friends of mine, we were talking one day, because, you know, in some ways, Canada is a little bit like Australia. It's a big landmass with a very small population compared to many other countries.
Yeah.
And there's another similarity as well. And I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but it's rather funny. You know, Tasmania, right?
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of jokes from people from Tasmania.
Yes, all about the two heads and all that sort of thing, yes.
Well, we have a part of Canada like that called Newfoundland.
Yeah.
And there's an old joke which has been going around for about at least 20 years now in Canada, because as you may have heard or may have not heard, but for the past maybe 50 years or so, the province of Quebec has tried having referendums to separate from Canada to become its own republic, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on and on. Anyway, the joke is that there's two people from Newfoundland. They're sitting at a bar, and one says to the other, "What do you think about this separation of Quebec?" And the other guy says, "I think it's a good idea." And then the other man responds, "Why is that?" And he says, "Well, if Quebec separates from Canada, that means it's going to be a shorter drive from Newfoundland to Ottawa."
Yes, well, it tells you a lot, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, I have a friend of mine. She lived in Tasmania, Yvonne Lewis. I've known her for a number of years. And
I hope you're not going to ask me if I know her.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you if you... No, I wasn't going to do that.
People often do that.
Oh, I know. You know, that drives me nuts. You know, people, yeah. Like, they look at Taiwan, they think it's small, and I've had people that come to me and say, "Oh, by the way, do you know Lee so-and-so?" And I said, if I had a dollar for every Lee that I know here in Taiwan, I'd have $22 million.
Yeah. Well, when years ago, visited the UK, and there was couple of people that were sort of, you know, we went on this bit of a bus trip, and we're staying at these hotels from place to place throughout Ireland, it was. And so we sat down and we're having dinner, and we were getting to know each other, and these people were from Bradford, I think they said they were, and they said, oh yes, and where do you live? And we're explaining where we lived, and we said, oh, we live next to a beach, and they said, oh, Bondi, was the only thing they knew, of course. No, we don't all live at Bondi. No.
Well, you know, a question actually that I have some Australian friends here in Taipei that get tired of being asked all the time, because here in Taiwan they're showing Neighbours,
yeah,
on one of the local TV channels, which is dubbed into Chinese, which is, it's amusing to watch, by the way. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's dubbed into Chinese. They said they've had Taiwanese come up to them and say, "Oh, does everybody live in Australia like they do in Neighbours?"
Well, it's funny actually, because in Neighbours there is I can't remember the name of the place in there. I think it's one of the so and so store. I can't think of whose store it was. Howard's store or something. I don't know.
Howard's End.
I can't remember, but whoever it is that runs the store there, and of course, you know, they've got fridges there, so you can pull out a a drink to buy at the counter, or you can order a coffee or whatever. And on the same counter, they've got a set of scales, and you can see in the background all these envelopes that you put your various parcels and letters and so forth into, like as if it's a post office. And I have yet to find a place that actually does that, you know, to have a post office incorporated into a store like that. I just, it's very strange. It's, you know, I've certainly not come across anything like that.
They probably did like 100 years ago or something.
Possibly, yeah.
Luke, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Do you go to the beach very much?
Well, to be honest, not very much, no, even though I live only about 5 minutes away, 5 minutes drive away,
right.
And where I work is even closer than that. But no, hardly go to the beach. I'm just not that sort of a person, really, despite the cliched Australian, I guess you could say. No, we don't all go to the beach.
And you don't have a koala at home, and you don't have a didgeridoo.
No,
and you don't go walking around town going.
No, don't do any of those things. I've got Vegemite in the cupboard, though.
Ah, you see, I was expecting you at some point to say that. Luke, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
That was Luke Biddle on the Gold Coast of Africa. And you know what we're going to try to do? We're going to try to call our good friend Neil Hendrikse all the way in South Africa to see what he's up to, because there's a new series of his, which will be coming to PCJ Radio very soon. So we're going to try to give Neil Hendrikse a call. But first, let's take a little bit more music right now. This is going out to Luke in Australia. It is the wonderful Gloria Gaynor and I Am What I Am here on the International Happy Station.
I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity.
The incredible Gloria Gaynor with I Am What I Am, going out to Luke Biddle today on this Sunday, November 21st. It's currently 8:52 UTC. Our website, by the way, is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up very soon on PCJ Radio is going to be a new series from Neil Hendrickse called Yesterday, Today's, and Tomorrow's. And we just tried a moment ago to reach Neil at his home in Cape Town, South Africa, but apparently we couldn't get through. So we will try for our program at 16 hours UTC. If you wish to get in touch with us, please do. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Do add us on Facebook and do follow us on Twitter. You can find all that information, by the way, at our website. We have a request, actually, that has just come in a moment ago from Leonard, who is tuning in to us in Hong Kong. He's listening on a Wi-Fi radio. And he said that he remembers not too long ago I played a couple of songs that I'd recorded in Hong Kong, and if they're going to be released, actually, we're still working on the album. It's in the final mix stage right now, but we do have one that I can play for you right now. This is actually recorded not far from where you live in Hong Kong, because you live in Kowloon. It's at the Big United Studios, and this was recorded just before the beginning of the summer. So going out to Leonard in Hong Kong, here's Yours Truly, with a group of studio musicians from Hong Kong Radio and Television, with an arrangement by a wonderful Hong Kong arranger called Ken Kansol, with On a Clear Day, here on the International Happy Station.
On a clear day, rise and look around, you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never ever heard before. And on that clear day, you will see forever and evermore. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never ever heard before. And on that clear day, on that clear day, you will see forever.
Yours Truly, recorded in Hong Kong, going out to Leonard in Hong Kong. We still have a few minutes before we go. However, I want to do a shout to Sean, who's listening to us in Boston, Massachusetts, on the east coast of the United States. Sean, what are you doing up at 4 in the morning? And also to Marcy, who is listening to us right now. Marcy is originally from California. She's now living in Mumbai, India, working for a technology company. So hello to Marcy as well. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. If we didn't get to your call, because we have two people that did write in as we were doing the show saying they wanted to be on, but we can't fit you on this program, but we will fit you on the second one. So I'll be contacting you personally in around 10 minutes or so. We'll be back at 17 hours UTC with another live edition of the International Happy Station Show. So on behalf of the crew that helped us with today's program, by the way, this was really funny because I was up last night until 6 o'clock in the morning because we just installed a new server here in the studio to improve the sound and everything. And Dan Srebnik in the USA was tuning in to the tests that we were running, and he enjoyed it, actually. And he said, by the way, if you're running tests, can you, fit in something from like Radio Australia? So we connected up the shortwave receiver to the mixer, and we were sending that out. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Neil Hendricks, Neil, I think you're listening right now, but for some reason we had trouble contacting you. If you can send me a message immediately, then we can squeeze you on today's show. You know, I just realized, hey, wait a second, you know, this show is not going out to a partner station, so if I wanted to, I can run a little bit longer. So we will do that. So Neil Hendricks, if you're listening right now, please get back to us immediately with the number that I can call you at to have you on the show right now to talk about the new series, Yesterday's, Tomorrow's, and Today's, or Yesterday's, Today's, and Tomorrow's. I can never get it right. So I have an idea. How about we play one more song, and we'll see if Neil can get to us ASAP, that's ASAP, and we can have him on. So we'll delay the ending of the show. Even though I said we're ending soon, how about we continue for another little while? So that means we can actually play another request. Luke, if you're still listening, when we were doing our piece, the woman I mentioned on the show, and I, we were going to joke about it, saying, I was asking if you know her, Yvonne Glewis. She wrote in via Facebook saying we should play something from Australia. And just by chance, well, we actually have something here right now, queued up and ready to go. Going out to Yvonne, who's originally from Australia, who lived a little while in Tasmania. That must have been painful. Who's now back in Australia living in Darwin. The Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You, here on the International Happy Station.
You there.
The Seekers, and I Know I'll Never Find Another You here on the International Happy Station. And yes, it's actually just after 18 hours. No, it's after 9 hours UTC. Yes, we're running a little bit longer, and that's because there is one guest that I did want to have on the show, but we seem to have misplaced his phone number, but he did hear the message that we sent to him. And he's going to be joining us in just a moment. Once again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we're now, as this very moment, I can see them trying to make contact with Neil. And Neil, if you can hear me, I know that you're online. Please type your phone number in again, because apparently we keep getting the message that the phone number is incorrect. So if you can actually type it in the window on Facebook, then Kevin can dial you up. We'll try another time. Let's see. Plus, yes, that's right, Kevin. Yes, plus 274 South Africa. And we'll see if we can actually get Neil on the show. This kind of thing happens, especially when you're doing a live program. You never know what can happen sometimes, especially if you don't try it out beforehand. So we're now going to try to call Neil again. No, he keeps getting a recorded message saying the number does not exist. We'll try one more time, and if it doesn't work, we'll have a piece of music, and we'll try to find out what's exactly going on. No, still same problem. All right, well, we'll have another song, and we'll try to figure out what is exactly going on. Not too long here on the Happy Station, we had a guest by the name of Thomas David Hood. He's a ham radio operator in the United States. He's also a composer. And we're going to take a listen now to one of his compositions. Here's Thomas David Hood with The Robin on the International Happy Station. That was a little bit of The Robin by Thomas David Hood. Well, actually, we just figured out what the problem was. I thought I was the drunk one by passing along to Kevin the wrong phone number, but apparently it wasn't me. No, it was our good friend Neil Hendricks all the way in South Africa. And Neil's going to have a new show, actually, that is going to be coming to PCJ Radio very, very soon, and we should have him on the line right now. Hello, Neil.
Hello there, Keith. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing very good. How are things in Cape Town today?
It's fine, except I seem to be giving out my wrong number to people in Taiwan.
You know, for a moment I thought I was the one that was drinking. Wait a second. Have you been nipping at something today?
Well, we had a bit of a late night last night.
You know, the other day I was walking past one of the local convenience stores here in Taiwan, and I saw something in the window that I remember seeing a long time ago when I lived in South Africa. And I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a Bailey's. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what drink I mean? Yeah, it's from South Africa. It's like a Bailey's. Yeah, it's quite delicious. It's so sweet. It's one of those drinks that, like, you can drink it, you're like, oh, this is wonderful. You don't feel anything, and then 15 minutes later, you're rolling on the floor.
Oh, like Bitlets or something.
Yes, yes.
Something now, crazy like that, Your Honor.
Now, there's there's a new series, and I think I was calling it the wrong name, called Yesterday, Today's, and Tomorrow's. Is that right?
No, that's not quite right, Keith, no.
Or is it today's, yesterday's, next week's, next year, millennia, moonbeam, I don't know.
Today's, tomorrow's, yesterday, or yesterday's, tomorrow's, today, tomorrow's, today's, yesterday, something like that. I'm not too sure, but it's that one.
So you're getting it wrong now.
it's called yesterday's, tomorrow's, today, you know? Because today is, of course, only yesterday's tomorrow, not so.
Now, the series is going to be coming to PCJ on December 4th. What can people expect from it?
Keith, it's like a news broadcast of a particular year, looking at the 90s decade, the 1990s. So not too far back, you know. We're going to be looking at international news events out of Africa, sports, arts and entertainment, things that were new to the world in each year. And of course, there's music in each program, some of the popular songs from the year that's been covered. So yeah, it's a little program that I did for SpringbokRadio.com a few years ago. It was actually produced, Keith, I produced at the end of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And recorded it in December 2008, and it was initially aired from the beginning of January 2009, last year. Yeah, it went out from January to its conclusion at the end of March, I think it was. There were 20 episodes in total.
You know,
just
recently, actually, there's a web station in Australia called Impala Radio.
Yes.
That is now picking up Finally Friday and the Happy Station Show.
Yes.
You know, I've been listening to them. They're a lot of fun.
It's a great radio station. You know, what I found, particularly through Facebook and through the Finally Friday group on Facebook, amongst the expat South Africans, there's a large number of expat South Africans who are into Afrikaans music. And obviously that's very specific to, you know, if you're South African, and even more so if you're an Afrikaans-speaking South African. And, and there aren't really many radio stations catering for that market. And Impala, I've also been listening to them of late. Now and again, I'll click into Impala. And they have a wonderful selection of music. You know, it's music all day. It's from those golden eras of pop, 60s and 70s predominantly, as well as the 80s, and there's a sprinkling of music from the 90s. And as I say, you know, every fourth or fifth song or so, you will be an Afrikaans number. And I'm sure that they're going to do really well, specifically amongst expat South Africans. Obviously, that's the market that the radio station's appealing to. And I'm not quite sure how long Impala's been going, but they do play a lovely selection of music.
You know, just the other day, I was going through some old radio archives, and I found some programs that I'm going to send Chris, actually, who runs Radio Impala, radio programs from the 50s and 60s, from when Radio Netherlands had an Afrikaans service.
Oh yes,
and they're interesting to listen to. They're like classical music programs, right? Mm-hmm. Presented in Afrikaans. But you know how radio announcers used to sound like in especially like in the '50s when they were with big government broadcasters, like we are here today, and they try to sound official, you know. And but they're presented. They're presented like that in Afrikaans. It's quite amusing.
But now, that series of mine that you're going to start airing on PCJ from the beginning of December, I think it is, right?
Yes.
That series, my mandate from Springbok that I received from the station at the time was for that program to sound as much as possible like an old-time radio program. You know, because SpringbokRadio.com obviously was an old-time radio station. And that's what they asked me to do, and it was quite interesting because, generally speaking, I'm a pretty light-hearted character, you know, and to go and do this news broadcast and be told to make it, you know, to try and make it sound like those 50 sort of broadcasters that you mentioned, Nana. Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun for me. It was the first thing I ever did in broadcasting. And it was, it was a lot of fun. But there are errors, you know, there's mispronunciations. There's the odd factual error as well in the series. So anybody who does listen to it, listen out for those as well.
Well, let me ask you, if you are trying to sound like one of those, you know, official type broadcasters, it's funny sometimes when you look at photographs of old radio announcers from, let's say, the 50s, probably not after 1960, but definitely the 30s, 40s, 50s, where they're in the studio and they're almost wearing tuxedos.
Yes, it was very stiff, you know, very, very, very stiff. But, you know, the other thing about that series, Keith, I recorded that in a studio. But what I would do is I would script the program, and I'd go in, the sound technician guy would put me in the studio on my own. There was no mics. It was one of these, you know, you didn't need a mic. It obviously had a microphone built into the whole studio there. And I would just sit there on my own and read through these things, and it was crazy because here I was having to sound total, you know, all serious and everything. And most of the time I was really struggling not to laugh, you know. I mean, imagine here I am sitting in a studio on my own, reading through this thing. I've got to do it in one take, and I've got to sound totally serious. It was crazy. It was crazy. But yeah, it was a series that went on quite well on SpringbokRadio.com. So I'm hoping that your listeners will enjoy it. Errors and mispronunciations and everything.
Well, you know, it's okay. People will say, he's Afrikaans, it's okay. You know.
Yeah, and that program obviously that started now on Impala a couple of weeks back, so that is running there as well. And it's nice. It's good. It's not the whole of the series that's been aired. It's just the 90s decade, the 10 episodes covering the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. You know, after that, possibly we can do the 80s as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Neil, and by the way, there will be a link for the show at pcjmedia.com. Probably it will be set up in the next few days, so check out our website. Neil, thanks a lot for joining us.
Fantastic. Thanks for the call, Keith.
No problem, and go and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, mate. You too.
That was Neil Hendricks, host of Finey Friday and a new series that's coming to PCJ December 4th called Yesterday's, Tomorrow's, and Today's. I know I mucked it up again. And Neil is going to go, ha, 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 ha. Yes. Well, anyway, as you probably gathered, we actually continued after our normal allotted time. But I did get a message by SMS from the program director of one of the radio stations, the radio station on Marshall Islands that's relaying the program on FM and medium wave, saying that he didn't know that I was going to do this. He only heard it as the show was going out, and he told the engineer to let it run past the hour. Well, thank you very much. I expected you to cut me off at the top of the hour, but apparently we're still going there. So thank you very much indeed. Anyway, we're going to have one more song, then I promise we will end off. Yes, we will end off because it's almost dinner time and I still have a few things that I need to do. So we'll have another piece of music and then we will end off today's program. We're now going to have Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with the theme song to the TV series Naked City, ooh la la, on the International Happy Station. Nelson Riddle on his orchestra with the theme song to the TV series The Naked City. And something that I just realized a moment ago is actually we've been going for 80 minutes, which is the original time that Happy Station was during the Eddie Starts days and the early days of Tom Meyer. It wasn't planned that way, it just sort of happened, you know. But that's one of the nice things about doing a live program where you don't have restrictions, you know. I mean, if I wanted to, I can go for 6 hours. I don't know if you could stand it, but we can try doing that one day. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Coming up, actually, in a few moments after we end the program, we were talking a moment ago about Radio Impala. We're going to bring you some of their audio for the remainder, and then we'll be back at 15 hours UTC for the PCJ programming, and then we'll be back here for Happy Station at 17 hours UTC for another live program with my special guest Dan Hensley on the program from Shortwave America. Now, as you probably know, normally we've been ending the show with the national anthem of the Republic of China, that's Taiwan, but for the past few months we've been ending with the Dutch national anthem, and there is a reason for that, and that is a clue. That is a clue for an upcoming program. What is the clue? Well, I'm not going to tell you because I'm not going to announce it until December. Some people, actually only two, have figured out what it is. Everybody else guessed some other silly things, which did not make any sense. One thing was somebody said, well, if you're playing that, that means Tom Meyer is going to come back to host some shows. No, it's not that. But it is something connected with the Netherlands. But you'll have to find out in December what that is. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. I'll be back at 17 hours for another program. So until then, on behalf of Kevin, our technician, who helped make sure that everything ran as smoothly as it possibly could, our production assistant, Johan Backer, who was frantically trying to dial up Neil a moment ago, I'm Keith Perron in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.